Police headquarters. Just a minute. I'll connect you to the Detective Bureau.
Detective Bureau, Captain Clark.
This is Stephen S. Day, 127 Palm Avenue. I want someone out here right away.
127 Palm Avenue. What's wrong, Mr. Day?
Plenty. My son Stephen has just been kidnapped.
Kidnapped? How long ago?
I don't know. We just discovered it. Oh, don't stand there talking. Get out and do something.
Radio patrol will be there in 2 minutes. Have them search the grounds and I'll be right out.
Radio.
Get a couple of cars to 127 Palm Avenue on a kidnapping.
Right. Yes, sir.
And get Captain DeWitt from that identification. Tell him to meet me out in front on a short call car.
Right.
Good thing you got here, Captain. Your men have been tramping all over the yard and hedges, but they haven't found anything.
All right. Keep your shirt on. This is Captain DeWitt of the Identification Bureau.
How do you do?
Who discovered that your son was missing?
I did.
How long ago?
About 5 minutes before I called you.
That was 15 minutes ago, about 2:30 this morning, right?
Oh, I suppose so. I was asleep at the time.
What woke you up?
The telephone. It kept ringing and ringing until I had to get up and answer it.
Don't you keep a butler?
Yes, but this was Jarvis's night off.
Okay. Who was on the phone?
Some man. He said he wanted to speak to Steve.
Your son?
Yes. I told him to call back in the morning, but he was insistent. I went up to Steve's room, but he wasn't in.
Mm.
I noticed that the bed had been slept in, but I was too sleepy to look around. I went to the extension in the hall and told the man that Steve wasn't in.
What did he say?
He said he knew darn well that Steve wasn't in because he'd just been kidnapped. He said for me to sit tight and not say anything and wait for a phone call, and then he hung up.
Mm. Well, can I see the room?
Surely. Right this way. Don't make too much noise, please. Steve's mother is asleep, and I don't want to frighten her.
That's all right, Mr. Day. We won't make any more noise than we have to.
Yes, thank you. Right up these stairs, Captain.
By the way, did you recognize the voice on the other end of the wire?
No, but come to think of it, it did sound a bit familiar. Well, but then I can't be sure.
Mm.
Here, this is the room.
Where's the light switch?
Right here.
That's better. Look at the window, Frenchy.
Right.
Well, he slept in his bed, all right. Wasn't much of a struggle. There must have been two of them. No violence. There's no blood. Oh. What's this? Chloroform. Probably held him in bed till it got him down.
Do you think you'll find him, Captain? I'll pay anything to get him back. His mother, she's not well. This shock is liable.
Yeah, well, we'll do all we can. The thing for you to do is to play ball with us instead of the kidnappers. Stall them along and make them think you've got to have time to get the ransom dough. By the way, how much did they want?
Well, they didn't say. The man who called up said to wait for a phone call.
Oh, that's good. They'll probably call back. DeWitt, find any prints?
Yeah, not many. They jimmied this window and took the boy down this trellis.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Day, how old was your son?
He was 20.
All right, let's work fast now. I want some pictures of him. Recent ones, good ones, ones that look like him.
Yes,
all
right.
I want a list of his friends, a list of your friends, and a list of your servants.
I'll get them right away.
Oh, by the way, what's the name of your butler? How long have you had him?
He's been with us about 2 months. His name is Jarvis.
This is regular day off?
Yes, he usually visits his sister. She lives somewhere down on East 4th, I believe.
Mm. All right, get me those pictures. This going okay?
Yes, it's extensive from the one downstairs.
Okay. Give me the test board. Hello, this is Captain Clark, Police Department. Yeah. I want a phantom circuit set up on this number and run into headquarters right away. Speed's important. It's a kidnapping.
Here are a couple of pictures, and here's a list of friends whom Steve invited to a party last month.
Good. When will this butler of yours be back?
Tomorrow morning. Or rather, this morning.
Well, I want to talk to him when he comes in. Where did he work before he started working for you?
Well, he'd been out of work for several months. He was driving for a laundry company.
So you gave him a job as a butler, huh? Well, maybe someday you guys will learn to look into a man's past before you take him on. All finished, Frenchie?
Yeah.
You don't think that this is a job...
It doesn't pay to think in my business. When I don't know, I find out. Come on, Frenchie. That's all we can do. Let's go downstairs.
But Captain, is that all you're going to do?
That's all right now. I've ordered your phone tapped. Whenever it rings, the drop will fall in headquarters and we'll listen in. You stay by the phone and stall the guy. Tell him you want assurance that they've got the boy or something. That'll give us time to trace the call and get a radio car down on him.
Yes, all right.
And remember, you're going to play ball with us. If you get a note or a telegram, notify me right away.
Oh, of course, by all means.
That's all. Just take it easy and don't worry. We'll keep in touch with you. So long. Find anything, Frenchy?
Oh, a couple of prints and a couple of buttons. Buttons look like they've been torn off in a struggle.
Good. Anything else?
Well, I'll send a couple of boys out in the morning for footprints. They should find some dandies at the foot of that trellis.
Mm.
Want me to drive?
Yeah. Radio on?
Yeah.
We better keep this thing under cover for a few hours. I think we can work better if the snatchers don't get all excited.
Yeah. Calling car 136, 136, at 327 Fremont, a disturbance. Calling 55, 55, on the vacant lot at Martin Turner Street, a drunk.
Got the boys pretty busy tonight.
Yeah.
Attention all cars. Broadcast number 21 regarding a stolen car. This is the hot one, boys. Two yeggs stole a laundry truck about 10:30 tonight. License 239176.
A laundry truck. Well, that's a good one. Yeah, that boy won't get far.
Hey, do it. Turn in here.
What for?
This all-night filling station is just a block from the day residence. Travel isn't very heavy tonight, especially about this hour. We'll see if the attendants saw any cars coming down this way from the day out.
Yes, sir. Fill it up?
No. How long have you been on duty, buddy?
Since 11.
Many cars come past here after 2, say, between 2 and 3?
Only 3.
That's service for you. What they look like?
Two small sedans and a laundry truck.
A laundry truck, huh? Notice what company?
No, sir, but I thought it was kind of funny for a laundry truck to be running around at 2:30 in the morning.
You're right, buddy. It is funny.
Calling Captain Clark in 43.
Uh-oh, there you are, Clark.
Captain Clark, just had a call to the day house. Came from a pay station at 430 Williams. 430 Williams. It's a drugstore. Pick it up 91 and 92. Kidnapping suspect.
There you are. Our friends have called, and 430 Williams is near 4th Street, and Dave's butler has a sister who lives on 4th. And Dave's butler used to drive a truck for a laundry, and a laundry truck is stolen, and one was seen... Come on. Let's get going.
The radio boys are over on the curb. I'll talk to them.
Good. I'll see the druggist.
Well, what's going on around here, Captain?
After kidnapping suspect. Did you see the guy who used the phone a little while ago?
Yeah.
What did he look like?
Oh, he was about medium build, dark complected, rather swarthy. Had a mustache, I believe.
Good. Maybe I'll bring him in and let you identify him. Frenchy? Frenchy?
Yeah, coming right in.
What did the boys have to say?
Both cars came down on this place from different directions, but they didn't see anyone.
How long were they making a call?
1 minute flat.
And the guy couldn't have gotten far away. Maybe he lives around here close. Hey, Doc, did you ever see this fellow before?
Oh, he was in about 2:35 and he was the phone. Why?
So he used it twice, huh? That proves he does live around here somewhere. Outside, Frenchy. Give the two patrol cars position at each end of the street. We'll park our car on the 4th Street side and wait for something to happen. Have I been asleep long?
Oh, a couple hours. I let you sleep. You needed it.
What time is it?
About noon.
You have any breakfast?
Not since that bite around 6 this morning. I've been keeping an eye on the street. I don't think... The clock. There it is. That's it, as sure as shooting. The laundry truck.
239176. That's it. Stopping right in front of that hotel. All right, you beat it around to the back of the place. I'll take care of them.
Hey, front. One of them's staying in the car.
Yeah, I'll take care of him. You got the other one.
Right.
How's the laundry business? No, you don't. Put him up.
Hey, say, what's
reach
the big guy?
That's it. Reach him. Not a yap out of you now.
Yeah, but
rest
now
that partner of yours, too. All right, back in the truck, you. Here, put him on.
Well, now, this is an outfit.
Say, so you thought you could pull a snatch and get away with it, huh?
Why, you're crazy.
Nothing anymore you can't. Around you guys like a bill collector.
Why, you're crazy,
Dad. Here comes your buddy. Not one yap out of you now. He's dragging the laundry bag, is he? So you got young Day in that bag, huh? All right, up with him, you dirty kidnapper. I got you dead to rights.
Not me, officer.
Now, what do you mean?
Well, I'm Stephen Day, Jr., the guy that was kidnapped.
Well, where's Jarvis?
Upstairs. Your fellow officer collared him trying to beat it down the fire escape. He's bringing him down.
Oh.
There was another one, too. Jarvis' sister. She engineered the whole deal. Captain DeWitt just knocked her cold in the hair.
Yeah? Well, I'll go up and get that dame.
You don't have to, Captain.
No?
No. She's in the bag.
Police headquarters. Okay, Captain. Hello, Tim. Cancel that pickup on the laundry truck and the kidnappers of young Day. Captain Clark's bringing them in. Yeah, in a laundry truck. Police headquarters.